Alright everyone, buckle up because today's episode of Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated is all about something we all experience. Those moments when our emotions go from 0 to 60 in a heartbeat. Ever felt like you're on a roller coaster ride of feelings? You know that feeling when something totally throws you off balance, and suddenly your heart's racing, your head's spinning, and you just want to crawl under the covers? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to rule our lives. Today, we're going to dive into how to manage emotional intensity and triggers, so you can ride those waves like a pro instead of getting swept away by them. Let's be real, life throws curveballs. Sometimes it feels like the universe is just tossing stress bombs at us left and right. Deadlines, relationships, traffic, news headlines, it all adds up. But here's the thing, our reactions to these things are what truly matter. We can choose to become consumed by those intense emotions or learn how to navigate them with grace and resilience. That's where today's episode comes in. So, let's break down some key takeaways that can help you manage your emotional intensity and triggers like a boss. First up, awareness is everything. You need to know your personal triggers, those specific things, situations, or even thoughts that send you spiraling. Are there certain people who push your buttons? Specific topics that make you feel anxious? Once you identify them, you can start to develop strategies for coping with them effectively. Think of it like knowing the enemy. Next, let's talk about emotional regulation. This isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about learning to understand and manage them in a healthy way. One super effective technique is deep breathing. I know, sounds cliche, right? But seriously, when you feel that intense feeling rising up, take a few slow, deep breaths. It literally calms your nervous system. Another powerful tool is mindfulness. This means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When your mind starts racing with thoughts about the past or worries about the future, gently bring it back to what's happening right now. Focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This can help you ground yourself and gain control over those overwhelming emotions. Remember, self-care is not selfish, it's essential. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from reading a good book to going for a walk in nature, catching up with loved ones, or simply taking a long, relaxing bath. You deserve to prioritize your well-being. And lastly, don't underestimate the power of seeking support. We all need someone to talk to, whether it's a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or coach. Sharing your feelings and experiences can be incredibly liberating, and it can help you gain valuable insights and perspectives. Think about that time when you were absolutely stressed out. Maybe a big presentation at work, an argument with a loved one, or a difficult situation you couldn't control. How did you handle it? Did you let those emotions take over, or did you find ways to manage them? Maybe you took a deep breath, talked to someone you trust, or simply stepped away from the situation for a moment to gather yourself. We've all been there, that moment when our emotions threaten to overwhelm us. But remember, it doesn't have to be an all-or-nothing situation. You can learn to navigate those intense feelings with grace and resilience. By becoming more aware of your triggers, practicing emotional regulation techniques like deep breathing and mindfulness, prioritizing self-care, and seeking support when you need it, you can take control of your emotional landscape and thrive in even the most challenging situations. So, go out there and rock those emotions. Remember, you are strong, capable, and worthy of happiness. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you manage emotional intensity? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's continue this conversation and support each other on our journey to Thrive Mode. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.